People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Blog Talk Radio. The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. We are so excited that you joined us this morning. I am your host, Havila Malone, and we are talking about Napoleon Hill's principle, the Mastermind Principle, really helping you get the results that you're looking for within your life by bringing together the like-minded individuals who are on the path to achieving a result. So really being able to sit down with individuals who are on the path, who are trying to achieve goals, and being able to work together to be able to do that. And that is such a huge help and such a huge advantage that you can have as opposed to going at things on your own. And, of course, for those of you who may not be familiar with Napoleon Hill, you can definitely pick up a copy of the book Think and Grow Rich, which is something, it's a powerful tool that really breaks down very specific steps on how you can achieve your goals. And with Napoleon Hill was a journalist who spent the majority of his time going around interviewing people about various subjects, and he happened to be given the assignment to interview Andrew Carnegie. Yes, one of the most prolific people of his time, one of the most successful and richest people of his time. He actually spent 3 days with Andrew Carnegie, and he spoke with him about, you know, different things that really made him successful. And so what Andrew Carnegie did is, because he saw something in that young man, he saw something in Napoleon Hill, and he gave him a commission to go around interviewing over 500 of the most successful people of the time, including Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Theodore Roosevelt, and many, many more, about what it took for them to be able to achieve the results that they did. So, I mean, to be able to have that type of opportunity to talk to those individuals who really were on the cutting edge of success, the ones who are really making a difference in that particular time period and effects that we still see today with a lot of the inventions and a lot of the changes that have happened. And so he went around, it actually took him over 20 years to be able to talk to gain this information, to do these interviews, and he boiled down all of that learning, all of that knowledge down into this one book called Think and Grow Rich. So aren't we very fortunate to be able to have this very powerful tool at the palm of our hands? And something that was definitely one of the biggest principles and one of the ways to be able to get things accomplished was through that Mastermind Principle. So we're going to talk today with a very special guest that we have on the line about her use of the Mastermind Principle and getting some of the results that she has within her life. So we have a guest, Melody R. Jones, who's going to be joining us on the call today. She's the founder and CEO of Social Enterprise Consulting and Solutions, which she founded this on the heels of she was meeting with philanthropists, with major donors and nonprofit leaders, and she felt that there was a need within the community. So she became the herald of arms for the development of innovative approaches in addressing the needs of our operating social ventures with a cause. So her company, she brings over 25 years of experience working in areas of nonprofit development and project implementation and management, as well as with helping with business solutions. She's actually written numerous grants totaling over $4 million, yes, in support of community organizations. So when you have nonprofit organizations or even for-profit organizations that are out there really making a difference in the community, it's about providing the resources and the tools that are needed for those organizations to continue to grow and to continue to get the help out there to the community. And so there may be many of you out there who are part of nonprofit organizations or that you are very involved in your community. And wouldn't you like to be able to bring your heads together, even with a mastermind group, to be able to, you know, get some solutions to some of the social issues that are out there, or find solutions for your organization so that you can continue to grow and continue to get the outcome that you're looking for so that you can continue to help your community to grow and prosper. And Ms. Jones, she's also been nationally recognized for her contribution to family, to children, and youth as a recipient of numerous accolades and awards, and entities like the 41st President's Thousand Point of Light Award, and also the America's Award. So she's definitely well-known within her community and doing a lot to help organizations, and we are so excited to have her on the call today. Welcome to the call, Ms. Melody Jones.
Great. Thank you so much for having me here, Avila. I'm very excited about what is taking place, so thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you are so very welcome. Yeah, I would love for you to be able to share with our listening audience, you know, just a little bit about your background, how you got started and doing what it is that you are doing, and how you use that mastermind principle to be able to accomplish some of the things that you have. And we're really about bringing together those like-minded individuals to help bring a vision to life.
Sure, I'll be more than happy. And again, I thank you for being here. Well, you know, really looking at the situation across this country, we see social problems existing within every community, not only here in this United States, but basically across the globe. We have communities in various societies that experience various forms of impoverished neighborhoods and communities. And so going back some 25 years, I worked for the telephone company. I had a very well-paying job, and I was focused on climbing the corporate ladder. But a supervisor saw something in me that I didn't see, and that was an urgency within me that wanted to make a change, that wanted to do something more than just be an employee. So I began to work with her, and I was introduced into the children's shelter there in San Antonio, where I'm originally from. And as I began to volunteer for this group, ideas began to come together. And just meeting with her and working with others, again, utilizing a form of the mastermind principles, I began to see that there were some gaps in services, and I began to try and fill some of those gaps. And then I was told by this executive director, you know, you have something that is unusual within yourself, that you should explore that. And so I did. I reached out and I created Reaching the Youth of America Corporation, which was a program that worked with latchkey children. From that, it grew into a shelter where I provided housing for pregnant and parenting teenagers. And we had over 22 mothers and their babies living full-time in a 40,000-square-foot building. And those grew into various programs providing, trying to meet the needs of these children. And so you continue to go on with providing the various needs that you saw that with these young mothers, with their babies and their families were experiencing, and you try to fill those gaps. But as a small nonprofit, you cannot do this alone. You have to depend on the community for donations, for resources in terms of volunteers. You have to, there's a multitude of things that a nonprofit has to do because you can't do this alone. And in doing that, I gained this knowledge, experience, this spirituality that now grew me to where I am today, and that is bringing together minds that how we can collectively, together, create an environment to where nonprofits that are in the trenches, that are on the front line, addressing some of the serious causes or the serious problems and causes of what's going on in our community. How do we address those? And again, going back to the mastermind principle, is that you're sitting down collectively through spirit and through the education and through all of these creative ways. How do we go about creating this environment on an avenue that these nonprofits can receive the much-needed resources to continue providing the much-needed service in our communities? And that's what has brought me to social enterprise consulting and solution. So what we do, we provide services for these individuals, both for-profit and nonprofit, that are in the mainstream in serving some of the, again, problems that we have within our community, more so social service causes and not environmental causes. Of course, the environment is very important to us, but I believe that if we cannot serve and cannot create an environment to serve humans or our fellow brothering, then how can we create an environment that would be better for the environment? So, again, the social...
And a lot of the social issues and things that you guys are trying to, that organizations are trying to eradicate or to help improve, those are things that sometimes are really big and that you need other people to be able to come together and help. And as you were saying a little bit earlier, you were able to use that mastermind principle to bring together people who, you know, have that same love of helping others, or even when you had put together your shelter, there had to be some type of synergy there within the group of individuals that you work with to help you to be able to put together that center, because that was something bigger than one person that will be able to do on their own. Would you agree?
Exactly. So, again, and that's one thing that I really stress is that you can't do this alone, no matter how much passion one may have. You have to reach out and connect with someone else, that person is connecting with someone else. So, again, that mastermind principle is something that is really embedded in serving communities, serving each other, is that you have to be able to come together, again, collectively, put minds together, thoughts together, spirits together, to be able to address all of these various social ills that we have in this society or in any given society. So, again, that's one of the things that I really stress within this, the teaching of nonprofit development, nonprofit management, or social entrepreneurs, is that you reach out to your fellow comrades, even your counterparts, and those that you are competing with. It's always wise and understandable to know what the other person is doing. So, again, you won't reinvent the wheel, but, again, you will complement what they're doing. And so that's very, very important. And, again,
I love that. And I think that what you just said was huge, because so often an individual will go out and they see an issue or they see a problem, and then they say, okay, well, I want to solve that, so I'm going to go out and create this plan, and then I'm going to go solve this problem. Well, instead of doing the research and looking, okay, who else is doing this or kind of addressing that particular issue or problem that I can maybe lock arms with, or even, like you said, mastermind with or work with to help resolve that issue is instead of going out and actually reinventing the wheel. There's a lot of wheels out there, and we just grease them and actually start to put them on one car. You know, we have a four wheels, and then we could drive smoothly.
Exactly. So one of the things that I've been doing that's really have brought me to the point of really impacting, trying to create an impact of the importance of not only, number one, not only addressing the needs in our community collectively, not as a long ranger, but also looking at how do we reduce the number of nonprofits we have in this country, because we have thousands of nonprofits in this country that we're looking, seeing research from Harvard University and from Cornell University that they're saying, these researchers are saying, we have too many nonprofits in this country, and we need those doors to close, or we need to merge these nonprofits. So that's one of the things that has really brought rise to the social enterprise. And this business model is a mechanism that is sweeping the country. It is a hybrid. And what it does, it will allow an entity, whether it's for-profit or non-profit, to combine their resources. That means that you can take and be a non-profit and still allow avenues by which you can generate profits as long as the mission statement of your business model feeds back into the community serving at large. So that means that if you have a nonprofit and you want to, you have a product that you are providing to your clients, you can take that and work with a group such as Social Enterprise Consulting and Solution. You can work with Dreams Future and all of these other mechanisms that are now being created, and allow them to help you shape your organization or that product that you have. To now you can sell this to consumers. So this is a product now that you're taking to the marketplace. And in the process of doing that, as long as the mission of that for-profit is tied back into creating avenues to keep generating the profit, to keep serving the nonprofit side of this business model, then you are doing what we are calling the social enterprise. And again,
Excellent. This
is sweeping the country. And we have now politicians that are saying, we need to see this work in the United States now, because this is done all over the world. Now the United States and the Western Hemisphere are saying, we need to get on this bandwagon and see how can
we need to get together and understand how we can use this resource to help us as well. And for everyone who's tuning in, you are listening to the International Masterminders Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Havila Malone, and we're on the line with a very special guest, Ms. Melody Jones, who is from Social Enterprise Consulting and Solutions. We are talking about use of that mastermind principle to help eradicate some of even the social issues that we may be facing today, and using social enterprise to be able to do that. We'll talk more about it as soon as we come back from this break.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for joining us for the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host today, Havila Malone. You can actually follow me on Twitter, @HavilaMalone, that's H-A-V-I-L-A-H. MALONE. Or you can join me every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Havila for Inside Havila's Corner, where we're bringing you proof of what's possible. Today on our call, we are speaking with a very special guest, Ms. Melody Jones, who's with Social Enterprise Consulting and Solutions Group. And she's been talking to us about social enterprise and helping use that mastermind principle to bring together individuals to be able to help with social issues. So whether you're a nonprofit company or have a for-profit company that's really out there and helping in the community and making a difference, and you're looking to grow those efforts, then you can understand about some of the resources that are available to you and the things that are happening on this side, because there's a lot. Matter of fact, as Melody's been talking to us about how this whole social enterprise piece has been sweeping the Western Hemisphere. So we definitely want to know more about that. And if you're on the line and you have a question for our guest, then please call 661-554-9219. That again is 661-554-9219. You can press star 1 or pound 1 on your keypad to be able to let us know that you have a question in queue. So, Melody, you were just talking about, you know, how individuals or how organizations can use this social enterprise and how huge it's becoming, you know, here in the States. And just so just for the benefit of our listening audience, kind of if you can break down again what that is and what that looks like. So what organizations would have to be doing to be able to take advantage of getting those type of resources and funds, and kind of what's happening in that arena, especially for organizations who are out there who may be able to use some of these resources to their advantage.
Sure, sure thing. Well, one of the things that the social enterprise will enable, and really this is an intervention that came about through a Robert Lang out of Connecticut, and he worked with a philanthropic foundation and began to understand that we have status quos in this country. That is, organizations that have been receiving donations from founders, foundations, and philanthropists for years. And sometimes it's very difficult for smaller nonprofit to break into this cycle of giving. And so how do you continue to create and to move and scale deep and scale large within the community if you don't have the resources? So, again, Mr. Lane found a way that, and I've spoken with him, that how do we bring this channel of resources to smaller nonprofit or smaller social entrepreneurs within the community? And that way was by this social enterprise, or what he also termed the L3C. And the L3C is a low profit limited liability corporation. It's based on the notion of the LLC, which is a limited liability corporation. And that is that this is this hybrid, that you can go in and create a venture part of your nonprofit because of the legal laws that now have been adopted in 9 states. Now, this law has not been passed in all of the U.S. yet, as of yet. We have a bill that was introduced into the U.S. House by U.S. Representative of Colorado, Cory Gardner, that said that, okay, that's a good model. So now how do we get the foundations and philanthropists to buy into that? And so he created this bill called the Philanthropic Facilitation Act of 2013 and 2014. And what this bill will do is, one, will generate what he said was the economy. It would create jobs, create avenues to which philanthropy and foundations can give a percentage of their assets, their total assets, and we're talking about billions. Many of these foundations and philanthropies are billionaires, are millionaires, and so they have to give, according to the IRS rulings, percentages of their total assets to program-related investments. That means any nonprofit or social enterprise group that have a mission-driven model, which is, again, how do we give back to the communities will be in line or enabled to bring themselves up to a standard that meets the needs of these philanthropists. In other words, there's an interest that a philanthropist has or a donor has that as long as a group meets that interest, then they will be able to access those resources. Again, there's channels that you have to go through, and that's one of the things that my company, Social Enterprise Consulting and Solution, does is, again, align your strategical organizational structure, your capacity, and align it with these philanthropists and these donors to now we can sit down at the table and say, we meet and address some of your concerns that you have outlined in within your organization. Now, how do we use the mastermind principle to now release some of those funds into our communities? And that's what we are doing on a daily basis, looking at organizations, looking at social entrepreneurs around the country and saying, where are some of the models that are taking place? And we've identified several in Chicago and in New Orleans. There are even some in New Orleans that are taking this principle and moving, going forth with it. So it can be done, and the resources are there. But, again, it takes a lot of hard work. It's taking collaborating and networking with other resources and with other groups out there that have access to resources. So, again, it's breaking the model of not trying to do this as a lone ranger or on your own, but connecting with this full force that's out here that's being created to where you can move into this arena.
And that's something that's very powerful. Like you said, not doing this as a long ranger, but really being able to come together to be able to, for that like cause or that like goal that you may have. And so can you give us some examples maybe of some of those efforts or some of those things that could you say if a philanthropist had some type of love of a particular entity or wanted to help a certain group or something like that? So give me some examples of that.
Great, great. We have one group that will be, I'm assuming we'll talk about this later, about a conference that we're pulling together. But we have one group out of Chicago because, again, Illinois is one of the states that really, it's a second state because Vermont was the first state that adopted by way of their legislation the L3C model, which is based on the social enterprise model. But Chicago, Illinois, has a program, and it's called BCL. It's a huge paint company, and they are a for-profit company. But that founder turned around, and he has a vision impairment. And so what he did was he reached out to others in the community that were serving peoples or persons with disabilities and created a for-profit entity where they now have a mobile system that they will pick up individuals that have these impairments, these disabilities, and take them to various appointments. Again, he's taken a model that he used within his for-profit and created a non-profit arm to where now he has revenues that are flowing in from various resources besides his company, his profit-making company, into now generating funds for his nonprofit to, again, scale him larger to now serving individuals with disabilities. That's one of the examples that I'm really pleased and proud to be connected with because he found, again, that he couldn't do this alone, but he connected with other nonprofit communities within his area and scope of interest, and they collectively created this model to where they can utilize for-profit resources to feed back into their nonprofit to continue serving their community and even grow their nonprofit. So these are the things that we're saying that nonprofits can do. They can look at what do they have of value that they're giving and serving their community with in terms of their for-profit or nonprofit and how they can take that and scale that and utilize that for either for generating profit for their nonprofit or taking that for-profit and turning that into a venture to where they can now have profits coming back into their nonprofit. This is the idea and the notion and the movement of social enterprise, and that's the bandwagon that we want all of our nonprofits to begin to look at and begin to shape themselves into becoming this sort of business model. Because, again, we're talking about, in the United States, closing of doors of nonprofits that many of our politicians are now believing that we do have too many, and so the face of nonprofits are changing. We will not, I don't believe in the next 10 to 15 years we will really know what a nonprofit looks like anymore, because they will be becoming more of a social enterprise group or in our entity. And so we want those that are in the communities, at the grassroots level, in the trenches, to understand that there is a movement taking place in this country, and we really need to, if we want to continue to serve our community, stay in our community, addressing our needs, that we have to see the larger picture of what's taking place and begin to get shape ourselves to be a part of that movement.
In regards to using that principle and kind of bringing all these like minds together, so as you were going down your journey of, like, you saw where there was a need, you saw that there were these community organizations that were out there who were not, you know, getting the resources that they needed. They weren't able to get the grants, or they weren't able to get the donation so that they could continue their efforts. So when you, like, sat back and saw this as a problem and said, okay, this is a problem that I want to be a part of the solution for, how did you go about choosing the individuals who you would start to mastermind with, or choosing the individuals who you would start to bring together to help create a solution to that problem?
One of the things that I really, for myself, I had to learn that, again, this is something, when I say something, this is a circumstance, this is a problem within various communities around the country, that one person can't, no matter how much passion that one has, you cannot address issues by yourself, because, one, you need the resources. So going piggybacking on what your question in regards to the mastermind is, I had to look at, okay, Melody, I'm addressing the needs of pregnant and parenting homeless teenagers. How do I go about creating this environment to address all of their needs? So we have a pregnant mother that has one or more babies. How do I address all of her needs? Well, in order for me to be effective, I have to meet with others, because, one, I have to understand who else is out there that can help me help them, help me meet the needs of this individual, because all I can do is provide the housing. I'm not a school. I'm not a health facility. I'm not those entities that this one person needs. So I had to connect with others. So this mastermind principle, I had to find out, okay, where are the healthcare groups out there that I can sit down, talk with, strategically plan how do we meet the needs of this young mother. And then I had to talk with the educational system. How do we meet the needs of this needs of this individual? So you have to sit down and look at what is needed within the area of expertise that you have, that you're addressing, because you cannot address all of the needs that an individual have, again, alone. So you have to connect with these various groups that are already out there and bring them into your fold. How do you network? So that has brought me to this understanding that you have to find like minds, number one. And the mastermind principle says that it's the strategic life plan is the spirituality, the family, the health, the finances, all of those various aspects is within one person. So all those needs that are in that person, you have to find those needs within the community. So, again, reaching out to the various entities out there, the organizations, the persons, the people that have like minds, that share the same notion or concept, that how do we create the various needs in the community? How do we address these needs and create avenues and plans on how we can reduce some of the needs that we have in our community? So really just sitting back and looking at, where do you fit in? What is in your line of a vision that I can utilize and connect with someone else that I can now bring back into my community to now address the needs. So that's really what this social enterprise movement, really that's what it's all about. It's masterminding how do I sit down at the table with all of these various minds and say, how do we address the needs that we find in this society? And then sitting down with one goal, one mind, in various opportunities or method and avenues of getting there, and then just coming up with a plan and then following through on it. So that's what we are trying to do. We're trying to bring together people from around the country to say we have serious issues within this country and in our community at the grassroots levels. There are social enterprise movements, conferences around the world. And now in the United States, hundreds and thousands of these movements are going on around the country. But they're not bringing the minds together, the groups together to sit down and talk about how do we address the needs at the very lowest level. A primary example, if I can use, is the 2012 Texas Bastrop fires. I know that many have heard about this in the United States because this was a huge fire that burned out of control in Texas, Bastrop, Texas. I was called in by FEMA to come in and after the fire, after the first respondents went in to sweep the area after they got the fire, you know, the fire died down. And we were called in as the second responders to go in and assess the damages for FEMA. FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. It's a part of the federal government, I can't think of the name of the group that the government is under, but we were called in to assess the damages. And now it's been almost 4 years, well, to 2012, so it's been 2.5 years, that we still find people within that community that destroyed by wildfires that were burning out of control in that community, living on burned property in tents after 2.5 years. So we're saying, where are the organizations that are responsible for meeting the needs of our people in this United States? Where are the people? Where are the groups? Where are the community? Where are the minds that need to come together to find out how are we going to address this urgent need of these people that are still living in squalor after they were destroyed by fire? These are the
and just like even in a lot of different areas that have had devastations or things, I mean, even with within New Orleans or in the Gulf Coast when they suffered from, you know, Hurricane Katrina or even the BP oil spill and things like that, and it's kind of like being able to get the resources and things that they need to be even beyond the actual incident, but all of the fall off afterwards and the entities that can come in to actually assist and help the communities to continue to grow and get back to, you know, where they were, even better than where they were.
Yes,
so we definitely
yes.
see that there's a need for what it is that you all are doing. And speaking of, when we come back from this commercial break, we'll talk about how you were able to bring together these like minds from all over the country to be able to have this conversation, to be able to show what resources are available and how people can get access to the monies that are out there, the billions of dollars in funding that is available to be able to help with your community outreach. And we'll talk about that as soon as we come back from this commercial break. Thank you all for listening in to International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Tavala Malone.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Welcome back to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. We host Havilah Malone, and we've been speaking with our guest, Ms. Melody Jones of Social Enterprise Consulting and Solutions, about bringing together all those like minds of philanthropists, donors, nonprofit leaders, and the community to be able to help solve some of the social issues that we're seeing within our communities. And before we left our commercial break, we were talking about how you were able to bring together all of these like minds for a very special event and conference that you have coming up in May. So kind of just I want you to talk to our audience a little bit about that, what's all involved, and, you know, how you were able to start to bring together these individuals, because you have quite the impressive lineup of people who are going to be involved in this conference and sharing information on how to access the resources, like I said, the billions of dollars that are available in funding for different community efforts.
Sure. Well, what happened was we met with our Texas legislature on the L3C, which is the Limited Low Liability Profit Corporation, because we wanted to incorporate that here in Texas. Again, this is based on the concept, the business model, that one of the attorneys out of Chicago, Illinois, got passed in Illinois. And so we're working with Mr. Mark Lane, which is the attorney that was able to create and draft that bill to get it introduced into the House and into the Senate in Illinois that got it passed. So we went to our Texas legislator here, and we began to talk about the L3C. Well, it came to our enlightenment that our Representative Creighton had created a bill, and he introduced it to the House during the 2013 session, and it was killed. It died. And so I said, well, what do we need to do to revive that and get that back on the agenda so we can get that passed in Texas? He said it's going to be difficult because Texas sort of do things differently, and we really need to get a bandwagon behind this bill. So that's what we set out to do. We set out to talk about, again, bring together the masterminds. How do we get this bill to be passed in Texas? And as we begin to create these avenues of these plans of how we can get this passed into our House to get it passed back into the Senate, we sat down and said, okay, we need to have a small group that we can share the ideas with what this social impact will do in terms of enabling us to generate wealth, that a percentage of our wealth could go back into our communities to address the many needs that we all have interest in, our various interests that we have. And so based upon that concept, just that plan, this grew into this huge conference that we have now invited around the country. Now, we started with just working in our backyard, but look how, again, the mastermind principle works. That the more you connect and the more that you bring in minds, then it will expand and it will grow and ideas will grow. And so we are bringing together investors, bankers.
And then don't you find that you also start to, like, when you become so focused and on something and a goal that you're trying to accomplish, that you will start to attract those people to you where they'll start to show up when you need them
exactly.
to show up.
Exactly. And thank you so much for that knowledge that you just shared, because that is so true. Because I believe energy attracts energy. That positive flow will attract other positive flows out there. And so as we begin to connect and just share this this vision that we're trying to get the L3C here in Texas. How do we do that? What does it look like? And it began to take the form of this conference. So now we've created this avenue, huge avenue, because we're inviting over 300 participants from around the country, all from the various business sectors. So nonprofit, for-profit, Wall Street, finance, economics, bankers, you name it, philanthropists, foundations, you name it, we've reached out to these types of individuals, even individuals that have an interest. You may not have a nonprofit yet. You may not have a social enterprise or a for-profit business, but you have an idea. You have something that you believe that will benefit your community or the community at large. We say you need to be a part of this dialogue because, again, the social enterprise conferences that I've visited and that I have been more than fortunate to research and understand, we are not invited to the table. So our dialogue, our experience are not brought to the table. So many of the issues that need and that can be addressed will not be addressed because you're leaving major components out from the table. If I'm working in my community and I'm solving an issue just within my small little corner and I'm making a difference and an impact in my small little corner, why not bring you to the table? Because what you're doing may now reach a much larger audience. So, again, that's what we wanted to do with this conference. This is just not another feel-good conference. This conference is not bringing together people to say, you know what, I was there and I did this and I feel good about myself. That's not what we're doing. We're bringing this together so we can come up with practical solutions. How do we gain the access to resources? That means money, that means talent, that means creativity, that means spirituality, that means education. All that mastermind says that's a part of life's plan, how do we bring that to the table that we can address these issues in our communities once and for all? Not hit and miss, but address it. And that, again, we know that that's going to take some time, but still, let's get on the road to healing and the way that we think that is best for us, again, to make sure that we're at the table is through this social enterprise business conference that's taking place May 19th and the 20th in Austin, Texas. And we're talking about, again, speakers from around the country that are coming together that have experts in their fields. So we're saying the field of finance. We're talking about investors that have invested and interacted with trillions of dollars, not just billions and millions, but trillions of dollars. Now, again, there are criteria that we have to meet to access those dollars, but those are the things, and these are the people that we're bringing to the table to say, teach us, explain to us, show us the practical side of what you have done and what you have learned and your understanding that now we can take on those same attributes to prepare us to now accessing those resources because they're there. They are there. They are there, but we have to, again, align ourselves within our way of thinking. We cannot think impoverished. If you only want $20,000, that's all you're going to get. And what can you do with that if you're trying to serve a larger portion of your corner in your community? So we have to think no longer being impoverished, but we have to think that there are trillions out there. Then I need to be a part of that cycle of that stream of resources that's streaming my way. And that could be trillions or millions or thousands coming your way. So we're not saying that everyone has to scale that large, but we're saying have the mindset that whatever it is that I can do for my community, no matter how large or how small, I want to be a part. And that means connecting with these groups during this conference because there will be a time on this day two that you will have intimate contact that you will probably many of us will never have again, to be able to have this intimate contact with Wall Streeter investors and bankers and philanthropists and donors, major donors. we will not have that opportunity again. So we're sharing with individuals to attend the conference. If they can't physically come to Austin, Texas, we're going to have it by Skype. We're inviting countries from around the world to take part in what is happening in Austin, Texas.
Technology, the technological advances that have been made to be able to really get dialed into what you're doing. And for people who are interested in getting more information about that conference, you can do that at secsglobal.com. And again, it's secsglobal.com. And matter of fact, one of the individuals who is involved, who, oh my goodness, I love, is Mr. Guillermo McClain. And he is one of the people who really created and helped to show that it was that the funding source of using Dream Futures, which basically if you have a goal or think something that you want to accomplish within this in society or within your community, you can actually get funding for the result of your goal before it's even accomplished. So being able to get funding, he's actually been able to reach over $1 billion in funds and is actually also the author of Understanding Dream Futures, a great book that is available, I believe, via Amazon. But you have a really impressive lineup of individuals who are going to be involved in this conference and sharing information, you know, from their background. And I love how it was put that as far as funding sources, this billions and trillions of dollars that you're talking about is basically like a supermarket. And this supermarket is filled with, like, every single shelf in the supermarket is filled with these different types of funding options, ways for you to fund whatever it is that you're doing. And one of the things that Mr. McClain is one of his core beliefs and something that he was able to prove is that anything that society dreams of or that they want to create, they can. And I know I'm not saying his phrase exactly in the right way, but that's basically the gist of it and in the heart of it, is that anything that you can, and which is very much in line with Napoleon Hill and his principles, where he said that anything that you can conceive and believe you can achieve. And that's exactly what Mr. McClain is saying, that anything that society can, you know, come up with or imagine that they can bring to fruition. And so basically in this supermarket, these shelves are filled with all of these different funding options and ways, whether it's the total impact model or through philanthropy or through crowdfunding or through Dream Futures or through all of these different funding sources that are available, people have access to them, and it's through conferences like yours and through companies and through like individuals like Mr. McClain, where people can actually get access to those funding sources so that they can accomplish their goals within their homes, within their communities, within their lives. And so I definitely want you to kind of take us through, you know, kind of a walkthrough of some of the individuals who are going to be a part of this conference and kind of what they're bringing to the table. And like I said, for all of you who are listening, you can get more information about this conference or sign up for it at secsglobal.com. You can always follow me on Twitter if you have any questions or more information at Havilah Malone. That's HAVILAH. MALONE. And of course, to get more information about the International Mastermind Association, you can go, you can actually follow them on Twitter at INTL Mastermind. That's INTL Mastermind. So tell us a little bit more about the conference that's coming up May 19th and 20th over in Austin, Texas.
Great. And we are so pleased, and we're boasting our list of delegates that have been invited and confirmed for this event, and so we're truly excited. We were able to secure the confirmation of the U.S. Ambassador. He's now retired, John Simon. And Mr. Simon is just a jewel and a wealth of knowledge and information in regards to investments and investing impact. As a matter of fact, he is co-founder of Total Impact Advisor. But to give a little bit of background about Mr. U.S. Ambassador Simon, Mr. Simon was appointed the U.S. Ambassador, if I believe, under Clinton. And one of the things that he was responsible for was to go out to third world nations and look at how best to develop, how could we develop these countries and to improve on the health and just the overall humanness of these communities. And so he was able to bring in investment, millions and, again, trillions of dollars into these communities in these third world nations and to develop those communities. And now that he's retired, he's coming back. He has come back to the United States. And this is where his concentration now is. How will he accomplish those same goals that he did globally now within the United States? And so we have him as a part of our, as a, really the leading part of this this dialogue, and that is to help us understand this total impact of bonds and how to understand how do we access these types of bonds and investment tools that they have available out there, like you said, with the supermarket. There are all these mechanisms and these funding avenues or resources that are on these shelves that we have access to. But again, there are parts, there are things that we have to do within our communities, within our own community, within ourselves, in our organizations, in our groups, that we have to align ourselves with those missions and with those criteria so we can access those materials and those resources from the supermarket. We also have speakers that will be coming in by Skype through this technology that Havila just spoke of. Mr. Mark Lane. Mr. Mark Lane, again, is one of the forerunners of the L3C, the bill being passed in Chicago, and then the follow-up. He's been going around the country really promoting the L3C. How do we get that? What are the benefits of the L3C, especially from the perspective of nonprofit organizations moving into this avenue of generating wealth for their communities? We also have Mr. Guillermo McLean. It's amazing how we were introduced. I was doing the research on the L3C, and then from the L3C, I needed to understand, okay, how do we get the resources? I understand how to do the business model, but then where is the resources, the monies, the funds, the mind, the talent going to come from? And the more that I researched, I began to run into the social enterprise. I kept bumping into social enterprise. So now my focus was on social enterprise. Well, I found that social enterprise is the engine that's moving, propelling these movements of these resources. So I kind of say, okay, the L3C is just a small component of the social enterprise. So I begin to shape all of this, all of my findings into this social enterprise, and it took me to Mr. Mark McLean. Again, what Havila said about the energy attracting energy, or these the like mind begin to attract like mind. So I just shared with Mr. McLean what my concept was, what I was trying to do. He said, I'm a part of it. He reached out to Mrs. Kassan. Jennifer Kassan is out of Oakland, California. She is a top attorney for nonprofit and social enterprise, social ventures. And what she does, she's CEO of Cutting Edge Capital. What her organization does, she raises capital. She's a consultant that helps identify and raise capitals for these things we're talking about. How do we go back and address the needs within our community? She's going to be talking about, again, Cutting Edge and how she goes about giving, again, the education and the advice and just the direction of
excellent.
How do we raise the capital. So, yes, we have a whole...
It's a quite an impressive lineup of individuals. And like you said, and like Mr. McLean always says, anything in society truly wants can be financed and achieved. And here we see that you have brought together all of these like-minded individuals who have this accumulated knowledge to be able to provide the resources for individuals that they need to be able to achieve the results that they're looking for within their communities. And so you can get more information about that. We thank you so much. That conference is coming up May 19th and 20th in Austin, Texas. You can get more information about that at secsglobal.com. And for those of you who are out there listening, you looking to achieve results in areas of your life, including spiritual, in your family, in your health,
and your financial situation, and your business, and your civic responsibilities, your personal, even your education, recreational, or even your creative side of you. You're looking to get results, then we invite you to come on. We have a special call for International Mastermind Association. It's going to be Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern. The number to call in is at 712-432-1620. And then you can use the code 926-634. The number again is 712-432-1620. And the code is 926-634. I want to thank my guest, Ms. Melody Jones, for coming on today and sharing her great insight and experience using that mastermind principles and all the great work that she's doing with Social Enterprise. I'm your host, Havila Malone. You can get more information about me at HavilaMalone.com. That's HavilaMalone.com. You have an amazing day, and if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video.